From Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, and Radio Inc. magazine, welcome to another Hispanic Radio podcast. My name is Adam R. Jacobson, and it is my pleasure to be giving you information designed to better inform you about the possibilities and the opportunities that exist with radio stations targeting Hispanic listeners. We are here today with Gabriela Alcantara Diaz, and she is based in Miami and is the founder and president of Semilla Ad. It's an ad agency that specializes in the Latino consumer, and she has lots of experience in this arena. For many years, she was involved with MGS.com, formerly Machado Garcia Serra Communications, and spent 17 years at IAC Group. So she's been active in the U.S. Hispanic market for more than three decades, and we welcome her to the podcast. Hi, Gabriela. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Adam?
I'm fantastic. We're going to be talking about a topic that has grown as part of the Hispanic and multicultural advertising industry discussion, but really maybe has not received a lot of play in the broadcasting arena. This can go for our television friends as well, and that is the upscale multicultural audience. In particular, you have done a lot of research and a lot of focus in your efforts on the upscale Latino and the upscale Latina, the women in particular. I'm wondering what you can share to our radio industry listeners today as far as what the upscale Latina represents in terms of brand growth, in terms of working with marketers, and in terms of perhaps increasing that ROI, something that radio industry ad executives and everyone can kind of get together and grow in unison if they only had the insight. So with that question, Gabriela, what can you provide in terms of that insight?
Well, when we look at the upscale Hispanic market, we always like to say that Hispanic America is really an evolving segment. As you mentioned, I've been in the industry for 30 years, and we were very fortunate to start in regional markets such as Florida with some of the very the leading maverick brands like Publix Supermarkets and even Johnny Walker, Black Label, where they were actually targeting the affluent Hispanic, and also in focusing more towards the working upscale Latina with regards to, for example, with Publix Supermarkets. So if we evaluate the potential of the market, there was a study that we launched about 3 years ago in unison with Nielsen and AHA, which basically was the first study of its kind with regards to the upscale Hispanic consumer. And what we found is that 30% market was really generating 40% of the total buying power in the marketplace. So when we look at this consumer, it continues to grow not only in urban markets, as we would call them, the traditional market, but also secondary markets, which I think play a big role with regards to the media landscape, especially when it comes to radio and local marketing strategy. So, for example, if you look at Washington, D.C., if you look at San Diego, if you look at Atlanta, there's certain markets, Orlando, where they may not necessarily be considered within the top 10 markets, but you're seeing a huge growth of a more upscale consumer, a Hispanic upscale consumer living in those markets.
So let's then ask the question of how radio can respond, because when we think upscale as marketers, we tend to think that this audience might be more acculturated or at least bicultural and using both English language and Spanish language media. So if I am then a radio operator, what should I be thinking? If I have regional Mexican stations, for example, is that an audience that is maybe misunderstood by the advertiser? And do upscale Latinas consume banda y norteña and that sort of music? Or is this an English language play that my top 40 stations might benefit from? Or is it a combination of both? I think that's a good question that we would like to at least get some insight on. And you seem like a good person to ask that question to. So what can you tell us about that?
Well, first, I'd like to always start with the fact that the word culture is really interesting, because when you look at the more affluent and upscale Hispanic consumer, they basically see language as a reflection of being cultured versus not only being culturally diverse. And those are very unique opportunities for marketers. So when you look at language and how that basically translates into usage of language as well as consumption of language, it basically plays a role from an upscale perspective more in terms of being cultured. So if you're looking at cultural fluidity and the positive associations with that, you may be listening to music that may, in essence, be something that you like, but also it may be an expansion of your, let's say, your repertoire of type of music that you like to listen to. So I always like to personalize some of the examples that I give. I was born in Uruguay. My mother was Uruguayan and my father was from Spain. And whenever I was raised in a more bicultural environment with Cuban Americans and Americans in Florida, but I find that whenever I listen to tango, there's something there that gives me nostalgia. So for me, understanding what tango means or versus listening to tropical music with my children, you've got a variety of experiences going on. So the recommendations that I would give to our radio or even television partners is understanding that language really in the upscale forum is more of a tool to be a description of how cultured you are, how you use language to reinforce your cultural surrounding, not necessarily because you've got to use Spanish in order to survive. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I think that that's a good starting point for a lot of our brethren in the radio industry in particular, really getting that understanding of the culture and not so much the language choice. And if you have a top 40 station and you have a Spanish language station, there is a great combination. If you have one or the other, there's a Hispanic play there as well, in particular to the Latina. So I want to thank you for this opportunity to talk a little bit more about this very, very good, important subject. And with that, that's going to do it. We've reached the end of our podcast. So thank you, Gabby. And we look forward to future conversations on this particular subject. Also want to take an opportunity to make sure that you are well aware of the next Hispanic Radio Conference. It is March 12th and 13th, 2019, but you should definitely put that pendant on your calendar today. And it's going to be back at the Intercontinental at Doral in Miami. It's convenient for everybody and just a stone's throw away from Miami International Airport. So thank you once again, Gabby.
Thank you.
And this is Copyright 2019 Streamline Publishing, all rights reserved. Have a great day. This is Adam R. Jacobson from Hollywood, Florida.